What's the source of Jewish power? And by Jewish power, we don't mean what anti-Semites think of when they think of Jewish power. We don't mean the fact that there's some global Jewish cabal, which is in charge of all the world's events and is trying to engage in world domination and pull the strings of the world. Because that's certainly not true. That's a false claim. But what is Jewish power? Jewish power is first the internal fortitude that allows Jewish people to survive millennia. Just the very fact they survive through the millennia, and also the fact that they're able to get by all the upheavals and challenges which are thrown at them throughout the millennia. And furthermore, not only are they able to survive, but what is it that allows Jews to thrive and to positively influence the world such that much of world values and morality ultimately come from Yiddishkeit, ultimately come from Judaism? So the Rebbe addresses this question through the lens of the first pasuk in Parshas Toldos. The pasuk begins, "Ve'ele Toldos Yitzchok ben Avram, Avram hoilid es Yitzchok." And these are the generations of Yitzchok, the son of Avram. Avram caused Yitzchok to be born. So the general question asked here by the Mefarshim is that this pasuk seems to be superfluous. If it's the case that Yitzchak is ben Avram, Yitzchak is the son of Avram, then we don't need to be further told that Avram hoiled this Yitzchak, that Avram birthed Yitzchak, because after all, Yitzchak is Avram's son. So the Rebbe explains here that the superfluity is necessary to tell you the following. Yitzchak ben Avram, Yitzchak the son of Avram, has told us he's able to generate offspring, both in a physical sense, he's able to generate many generations of Jews, starting with Yaakov, but also that he's able to generate spiritual offspring, spiritual products, the products of Torah, mitzvahs, and good deeds. But what allows Yitzchak to do that? The fact that Avram hoilid es Yitzchak, the fact that Avram births Yitzchak. So to understand the meaning of this, we need to understand the spiritual significance of Avram, the spiritual significance of Avram's journey, and how that impacts Yitzchak, such that Yitzchak is able to be the person that he is. So we begin by discussing Yitzchak. Yitzchak has certain virtues over Avram. Yitzchak ben Avram is able to generate the toldos of the Jewish people and the toldos of Torah, Mitzvah, and Ma'asim Tovim because Yitzchak has both a bris milah at the age of 8 days old and Yitzchak has a bar mitzvah. Yitzchak is the first Jew to have a bar mitzvah and he's the first Jew to have a milah at 8 days old. What does a milah at 8 days old represent? It represents an eternal bond with Hashem which transcends rationality, which transcends reasons. When you're 8 days old, you can't be a deep philosopher in metaphysics and divinity. It's much like a child is drawn to his father and mother. A child doesn't necessarily understand the concept of father and mother, the significance of the father and mother. Little child doesn't understand the personality of the father and mother, but they're just drawn to their father and mother. So in a similar way, Milah at 8 days old is about a bond which is childlike. It's a transcendent bond. And the Jew is meant to retain that bond throughout life, even as they mature, because ultimately, super-rational commitment is higher than rational commitment. So that's the first virtue that Yitzchak has. And Avram did not have this virtue because Avram has his milah at 99 after he was already a great philosopher, after he was already a great mystic, a great understander of divinity. The second virtue of Yitzchak is that Yitzchak has a bar mitzvah. Yitzchak has a bar mitzvah at the age of 13. And here the Rebbe cites the Pasuk in Tehillim, Perek Beis, where Hashem tells David the Melech, or according to Rashi, Hashem tells Mashiach, "Bini ata, you are my son, ani hayoi mi'lidticha. Today I have bore you. Today I have given birth to you." So Chazal interpret this Pasuk to mean as follows. They say that "Bini ata, ani hayoi mi'lidticha" refers to the bar mitzvah. Because Hashem says that on the day of the bar mitzvah, I am now generating you. I am now the primary force in your life, which is not the case before the bar mitzvah, that before the bar mitzvah, the sitra achra, the other side, is the primary force in a person's life, in that before the age of 13, a person does not necessarily have full impulse control. A person does not necessarily have a yetzer toiv, which is fully functional. And at 13, the yetzer toiv, the positive inclination, enters a person. So Yitzchak has these two virtues which Avram did not have. That's Yitzchak ben Avram, the Eile told us Yitzchak ben Avram. By virtue of the fact that Yitzchak has this super-rational commitment already at the day of 8, and from the fact that he has a bar mitzvah, that allows him to generate Yaakov, to generate the Jewish people, to generate Yisrael, and also to generate Torah mitzvos and Meisim Tovim. But Yitzchak cannot emerge in a vacuum. Yitzchak needs to come from somewhere. And where does Yitzchak come from? Where does this super-rational commitment, the Mila Bar Mitzvah, where did these spiritual ranks come from? They come from Avraham Hoyledes Yitzchak. They come from having a person like Avraham. And what was Avraham's idea? Avraham radically proclaimed Judaism in the world. He radically proclaimed Hashem's name in the world. The Pasuk in Parshas Vayira tells us, Vayita Eshel beVershava, Avraham planted a tent in Beershava. He stuck a tent in Beershava. Vayikra b'shem Hashem keil olam. And he called out in the name of Hashem, God, universe. And the Rebbe notes that the Pasuk does not say keil ho'ilam, God of the universe, but rather it says God, universe, meaning that Avraham called out, he proclaimed that there is no duality, there is no distinction between Hashem and the universe, but rather Hashem pervades all of reality. Avraham is in this context called Avraham ha'ivri, which Chazal interpret to say that Avram was me'ever. He was on one side and the entire world was on the other side, meaning he was a trailblazer. He did not follow the social norms, but he followed what was in fact true. And he fearlessly followed what was true. In a similar vein, the Pasuk in Yechezkel tells us that Echad Hoya Avram. Avram was one, Avram was singular. He was the only person in his generation who proclaimed Hashem's unity. We also learn of Avram that Vayas Avram Mishte Gadol. Avram made a big party on the day that he was Higamel Asitzak. And this word Higamel is a very cryptic word. It's not clear exactly what Higamel means. So Chazal in different places tell us different possibilities. According to one opinion of Chazal, Higamel refers to Yitzhak's Bris Milah. And according to another opinion, Higamel means when Yitzhak had his bar mitzvah. But whatever the case may be, Chazal ask, what is gadol? What's big about this party? So one possibility is that it's gadol because Hashem was present at the party. Obviously, Hashem did not come in embodied form, but Hashem's presence was at that party. It was very strongly manifest at the party. But another interpretation Chazal bring is that Melamed Shavram Hizmin Kol Gadolei Hador. Avram invited all the greats of the generation. By greats of the generation, we don't mean that Avram invited over the analog of Rav Eliashiv and Rav Chaim Kanievsky. We don't mean that Avram invited the people who were truly great. He didn't invite the great Torah scholars in Eved Hashem, because there were no great Torah scholars in Eved Hashem. It might have been Shem and Eved, but generally speaking, that was not the people who were around in Avram's generation. Rather, Gedolei Hador means the people who you read about as the important people in the newspapers. It would be like as if nowadays Prince Andrew and the Queen of England were invited to some big party. He invited the Gedolei Hador in that sense. And one of the Gedolei Hador who comes is Oig Melech HaBashan, the giant who the Jewish people kill off in Sefer Bamidbar, who more precisely, who Moshe Rabbeinu kills off in Sefer Bamidbar. And the Medrash tells us that Oig laughs at this small child and he says, why is Avraham making this big party? I could easily dispatch this child with one finger of mine. So symbolically, what's going on in this narrative? The Rebbe tells us this is a symbol for the Jewish people in every generation. Avram proudly proclaims his Judaism. Avram makes his Judaism in a way of a parade. He makes a big party. He lets everybody know that his son is having a bris milah, that his son is having a bar mitzvah. He's a proudly identifying authentic Jew. And when you're a proudly identifying authentic Jew, in every generation, there are people who come and attack. They might attack with weaponry. They might attack by putting you down. They might attack with lawsuits. But they'll find every possible way to try and undo and conquer Jewish continuity. And what ultimately happens? What ultimately happens is that this little baby Yitzhak, he grows up into an adult. And he has kids. And a few generations later, Yitzhak's offspring ultimately conquer Oig and his territory. And the lesson for us is, this is the source of Jewish power. The source of Jewish power is fearlessness and pride. Avram was proud of his message. Avram was fearless. And even though he was only one person, he stood against the entire world and proclaimed Hashem Kel Olam. Hashem, God, universe, that Hashem suffuses, Hashem pervades the universe. And Avram did not give in to the Bronze Age paganism which existed in his time. And while Bronze Age paganism has faded into history, Avram is still around, or Avram's descendants, Avram's ideology is still around. And that's true in every generation. In every generation, be it now in the 21st century, or be it in generations back, when the Jewish people faced different ideologies and different oppressions and different people who laughed at the Jewish people or tried to get rid of the Jewish people, what kept the Jewish people going, what distinguished between the Jewish people who held Avram's legacy and those who did not, was a sense of fearlessness and public proclamation of one's Jewish identity and one's Jewish ideals. And that fearlessness, that public proclamation, is what ultimately allows there to be a Yitzhak who has the idea of Mila, of a connection to Hashem, which is super rational, and the idea of Bar Mitzvah, which symbolizes channeling Hashem's spirit and manifesting Hashem's spirit in the world. So that then is the source of Jewish power, the source of Jewish continuity, and the source of Jewish influence. It's being unashamed to proudly proclaim Jewish ideology, no matter what obstacles stand in our way.